through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Kia ora, Tim.
Kia ora.
How are ya?
Katie Makariri.
Oh,
it's cold, eh?
Yeah, it's bloody cold in here today.
Be here, Kwe?
Also Makariri, very.
Yeah. You're wearing like a full swan dry.
I am.
It's so badass. Have you guys talked about the fashion on the show right now?
There's a lot of big coats going on in here.
This is not a televisual medium,
no.
But Rachel was wearing like a Scottish-inspired... It's not plaid, eh? Because it's too thick.
Tartan?
Tartan, swan dry. And Zoe's got like this glamorous 101 Dalmatians, yeah. I'm guessing faux fur coat.
Well, no, it's definitely faux.
That's good.
This is, yeah,
it's a good look in the studio.
Thank you.
Real
strong
fashion show.
Cruella DeVille energy over here.
You know me.
But the new one, the good one.
Yeah.
Well, I've been told. I haven't
Maybe
seen
I'll,
it.
Maybe I'll... Oh, never mind. Anyway.
We pivot. What's happening in the media? What's going on?
Well, since I talked to you last, there was an interesting story about Kāinga Ora paying $25,000 a month for positive stories to appear in NZME's One Roof property publication.
Oh my God.
So this is the government agency that provides rental housing for New Zealanders in need. And they were paying a lot of money, which is kind of like fine. That's something that the government do. They get their messaging out there. But one of the big problems was that NZME ran 64 articles in One Roof for the government agency and did not identify them as paid content.
Ooh.
They just ran them so that they looked like regular old journalism.
No.
And I mean, some of them had headlines as on the nose as "Why buy in a Kāinga Ora-led development?"
Okay.
So they weren't even really, you know,
pretending not to be an ad, except for the fact that they weren't being explicit about that.
Exactly. And they only got found out because Henry Cook started, who's a stuff journalist, started sniffing around and asked NZME for comment. And then they went, uh-oh, and slapped a big sticker on saying this was paid for by Kāinga Ora.
Uh-oh.
And said that they've had a look at their sponsored content policies. Which is pretty crazy to be doing like that kind of review in 2021.
Yeah. Mm. We've had this conversation.
Big time.
Okay, so that was a bit sus,
a good look.
But what else is happening?
Well, just an update on a story that I have mentioned a while ago, the government taking independent journalism website Newsroom to court, and this was over Oranga Tamariki reverse uplift. There was a story that Melanie Reid had for the outlet last year. She created basically a short documentary piece, a video, which was showing this process called reverse uplift, which you might understand this better than me. I was trying to like exactly figure out what it was. I think it's when there's a child that is in like whānau care. Oh no, sorry, they're not in whānau care, so they might be in like a foster situation, and
right.
Then the state will come in and uplift them for whatever reason they deem. And
I don't
them,
know more than you know.
They will then forcibly move them into an unfamiliar home in some cases. So Newsroom sort of was investigating this. They had been approached by some people who had been, you know, victims of this or associated with this phenomenon, and they did an investigation. They had video of one happening in action. There was also another separate video that happened even further ago where there was a woman in hospital who had like her baby attempted to be uplifted from
right.
her as well. But this specific court case talks about this Melanie Reid created piece of video that was on Newsroom's website. It triggered Calvin Davis, who was the children's minister, to immediately halt the practice based on this video. But at the same time, the government, using the police and the courts, told Newsroom to take the video down, which they did. They honoured that. They went to the High Court to have an injunction to stop its publication. So it immediately got removed from the website. And they also referred it to the police, who have laid charges. And that court case has just kicked off in Christchurch now, with Melanie Reid appearing yesterday. The charge that they're facing is a miscellaneous charge under the Family Court Act, I think. And it basically, as far as I can ascertain, amounts to a breach of privacy,
right,
is what
right.
the police has alleged, or the Crown has alleged, against Newsroom, despite the fact that all of the children that appear in the video have their faces pixelated.
Mm-hmm.
So the criticism from Newsroom is basically that the government has this very critical piece of media against them, and they've used something to remove it. You know, they've used the courts to get that taken down. Melanie Reed read a statement in court yesterday, and part of that read as follows. If this is how Crown Law is going to treat the media who expose bad practice in government departments, we should all be afraid, because that's not the Aotearoa New Zealand we believe we are living in. So the matter is set down for a case review hearing on September the 3rd. So, yeah, right. it's an interesting case. And with these, it's, you know, it's one of those stories that often you hear about when it first happens and then it sort of just drifts into the ether. So I'll keep updating you, fam.
Yeah,
I'll keep you posted. And the only other story that I wanted to mention in Mediabat today is another one of these sort of updates. So last week I told you about the story of Jordan Shanks,
aka
Friendly Geordies.
He's wild.
He's a YouTube political comedian, makes a lot of videos, has a huge fan base, especially in Australia because all his content's sort of Australian politics based. And he's made an enemy out of the Deputy Premier of New South Wales, who's been the target of his videos for a long time. The Deputy Premier pressed charges against Shanks's producer, who's 21 years old, for stalking him after the producer
ran into him
in a park when he was getting into his car and approached him. It was the second time he'd seen him in a six-week period. So the Deputy PM, John Barilaro, pressed charges of stalking. Then an anti-terror unit went into the 21-year-old producer's family home and took him out to take him to a police station, which injured both the young producer's mum and the family dog in the process. And there's pretty like jarring video because he managed to capture that on his cell phone of that going down. The former Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd has done a write-up calling the action a threat to freedom of speech and announced that he's contributing to Jordan Shanks' legal defence fund and encourage others to do so.
Such a hectic story.
Yeah.
I still can't quite wrap my head around
crazy.
It is. It's pretty intense. Australian politics is super intense. And their police force is, like, notoriously, you know, sketch. I'm trying to be careful. I've recently, like, had some chickens have come home to roost regarding both a broadcasting standards authority that I laid against someone else torpedoed a work opportunity for me, which I was so stoked about. I was so weirdly proud of it when they told me something wasn't going ahead in the room because of that.
Ooh.
And
so you're just thinking about the BSA.
Yeah, I've also got a complaint laid against me that I think I'm not allowed to talk about. But
rock and roll.
I should check in with Sarah, see how that's going.
I feel
going.
Like you can say that the Australian government's pretty sketchy.
Oh, yeah, they're not coming for me. Aussie don't care.
They're too busy with Jordan
Shanks.
Maybe
Shanks. A terror unit will come find
Maybe.
You.
Maybe. Come find me, fam. I'm in Sandringham now. We'll go hang out.
We'll drop the address in the podcast but after this.
I think that this is an important story to just kind of like follow along and see how it goes.
I agree.
It's disgusting.
It's sort of a test for the Australian, well, particularly New South Wales, police, courts and politicians. So we'll see how it goes.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Tim. Appreciate those updates. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Mediabat, only on 95 BFM.